Today is Thursday, the day on which we read from your letters. This week, we start with a correction.
A couple of days ago, I spoke with a Boston Globe reporter about Cardinal Bernard Law's refusal to accept donations from the new lay group, Voice of the Faithful. The reporter misspoke and said the group had raised $10 million so far. The actual amount is $10,000.
Well, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there, it adds up to real money. Many of you got riled up by one of the questions in our question and answer session about the financial markets and recent scandals. Here's a typical letter. It's from Sharon Sprague in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I was absolutely flabbergasted at the cynical and useless response your two experts gave tonight to the question, where did my money go? It evaporated? Like it was never real?
Ms. Sprague goes on, it was real when it appeared in my, hers, our paychecks and was available to us for groceries or toys for our kids or long-term care insurance or for us to save so that we might have a peaceful retirement. And it was real enough when it appeared in Ken Lay's and his cronies' personal accounts in their condos, planes, boats. It is only somewhere in between that it evaporated, and apparently we dopes who lost it are not supposed to demand a reckoning or expect to see any of it back.
We aired an interview this week about an amateur stock picker who had gotten a 160% return since the start of 2000, the best return of some 50,000 virtual mutual fund managers. But our conversation provoked more scorn than admiration.
Doesn't anyone there know anything about statistics?
This is from John Atkinson of Kent, Ohio.
If you had 5,000 monkeys each choose stocks for a mutual fund portfolio, some of them would have great returns. It would be like having 5,000 people flip coins and then asking the ones who had caught 10 straight heads how they managed to do it.
Our story about how Palestinian and Israeli children cope with the trauma of war provoked mail from people who thought that it favored either one side or the other. But Margaret Hunter of Somerville, Massachusetts, was simply moved. It made me weep, standing at my kitchen sink. If only the adults embroiled in the seemingly endless cycle of Mideast violence could hear such powerful reporting of the extent of human loss caused by incessant fighting.
There was a lot of praise from all quarters for Walter Cronkite's report on the 40th anniversary of the communications satellite Telstar. But several people asked the same question emailed to us by Andrew Scheidler. How on earth, could you fail to play the forever cool Telstar by the Tornadoes at the end of the segment? Well, Mr. Scheidler, your wish is our command.
Send your comments to us electronically at the address atc@npr.org. And when you do, please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.